So is it acceptable to breastfeed in public? The commentators Lada Sharma and Bill Jeffrey with me this morning. Morning, Lada.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Stephen and Lada.
What are your thoughts, Bill?
Well, I listened very carefully to Emily. I found her strident and certainly stronger than assertive. And she would not accept your use of the word respect or consideration. I think that she should have been more reasonable in her argument. Your vox pop at the beginning gave five or six people who were opposed to it. And that's the whole point of the matter.
Are you opposed to it?
Yes, I am.
Why?
I honestly believe that there's a time and a place for everything. I believe that it can be done discreetly. And I think discretion is what I would ask for. If it has to be done in public, then it should be done discreetly. It can cause offence to older people.
Why?
Foreign visitors. Our culture is not one. It's essentially a conservative culture. And we haven't been used to it. It isn't built into us. It's a new thing, and maybe we will have to adapt to it. But there are people, visitors, older people.
There'll be some people who would think it's ridiculous, you suggesting, that a mother doing such a natural thing as feeding her baby, and that's her priority, her baby, is going to offend you. Like, these people aren't running around naked. They're feeding their baby.
I don't think that they always do it in a sensitive way, and they're not always aware of other people who may, for cultural, religious or race reasons, feel very, very seriously offended. And I think that has to be taken into consideration.
Let's let Lada speak to you.
Bill, you know what? You are such a reasonable man. I actually agree with much of what you've got to say. And yes, there is a tendency. Our culture here is not used to these kind of things. But we now have a society where we have multicultural people around, so we're constantly thinking about being sensitive to so many different issues.
Yeah.
You know, whatever our views are about breastfeeding, be it for or against, where or when, you know, it shouldn't be done. This person who took the photograph has way too much time in their hands for a start, mm-hmm. and all they wanted to do was humiliate this woman. So her response, I suppose, was not really surprising. When you try to humiliate someone, you know, they immediately put up their defences and they are going to strike back. And you described her very strident and forceful with her views. I do believe in discretion myself personally. And I do think the problem always arises when we have stupid people like that who posted that photograph.
Yes.
We shouldn't expect anything less than the response that she gave. And that's what we probably have to do. We have to teach the people who think they can humiliate someone that is not acceptable. And she got a great response, and in a sense I quite like the fact that she got that response. I don't fully agree that it's a great idea for a whole pile of women breastfeeding to go out into a town centre and lob it out and get, you know, I think that sort of defeats the purpose and the beauty of breastfeeding.
I think that you're quite right, and thank you for saying that you could agree with me on certain things. And I agree with you that photograph was opportunistic and it was really rotten sneaky. And of course, there was nothing in the photograph that would have caused offence to man, woman, or child.
Well, let's see what we're saying at home this morning. Robert in Belfast. Morning, Robert.
I'd like to congratulate the lady. To me, it was a breastfeeding a child anywhere, whether it's in public or not, it's a beautiful act of love. And I mean, it's disgusting to hear the crap that comes out of these people that come on here to complain and pontificate about this society and who we are. There's something wrong with us, all of us, when we begin to think like that. I mean, even the animals do it, and we are the highest order of animal. Are we totally, completely, and absolutely different? I mean, we have the gift that we're supposed to be the highest order because we reason. When I hear that sort of junk, I think there's definitely something wrong with this society. And I'll get angrier if I stay on. So
I'll tell you what, Robert. Robert, stay there, because I want to understand why you're saying it, Robert.
It's a perfectly natural thing. I mean, it's a natural order all over the world. I mean, are we going to go off to get tinned food? Is that what they
but,
want?
But as what,
or is it about? Is
but,
it about?
But Robert, but Robert, as what was said towards the beginning of this item, it's natural to pee. It's natural to urinate, but we don't walk around the streets urinating. What's the difference?
Well, Stephen, there's no relationship between the acts. The different. I mean, come on, for goodness sake, man. There's no connection whatsoever. No connection. The lady was doing a natural thing. To me, I think it's just wonderful. Wonderful.
Well, stay there, Robert, 1 second, because have a listen to Glenda in Ballinahinch. Morning, Glenda.
Hello. Well, I see the other side of the argument, and I have to laugh and say, it has to be a man that sees nothing wrong with it, and of course no man's going to see anything wrong with it. But I don't agree with breastfeeding in public at all. I find it very uncomfortable. We went to see a friend's new baby, and she just fed in front of my husband, and I was totally, both of us were just didn't know where to put ourselves. And I'm telling you, if I had had my son with me, I would have said, you know, please don't. I wouldn't sit in a restaurant with somebody breastfeeding. I'm a woman of five children, and that's my view. And really see how many men come on the side.
But why, Glenda, does it offend you? Why?
Because it's not a public thing. That's a very private thing between mother and baby. That's not something you go out and sit in a restaurant and think, oh my, you know. And they can't say it ahead. You know they're...
Go on, Robert.
Well, I don't accept that at all. They introduce the sexual context into it because men say it. It's a natural act. It's a natural act. I mean, that's your warped mind thinking on that matter. How could
well,
you be offended by it?
Can
I speak? Because I listen to you speaking. Can I speak?
You speak away there. But
well, thank you very much. And I mean, it's natural to hear that kind of talk coming out of women who have some sort of dislike for men and stuff like that. There, it's nothing to do with men. This is the natural order that God created, and it's not for you to make a judgment on that lady. I congratulate her totally. I think it's wonderful. I think it's an incredible act of love, which should be done more often.
Natural acts in public.
Wherever she wishes to do it, it is her right before God to do it.
Well, I don't agree with that.
Well, of course you don't agree with it. I'm listening to you.
Well, I just think that things are public, things are not, and well, that's one of the things that isn't.
Yeah. There's a whole lot more things in this society than a woman feeding her child in public, I can tell you that. You have little to do to condemn a woman like that.
And not condemn the woman, she can do what she wants. Not
correct. Well, then leave her alone and let her do it, because she has the absolute right before the Lord to do it.
Well, you say...
I don't think the Lord comes into it now, not
you. Well, he didn't make us then, I suppose. We came out of dust. Is that what happened to us?
He made us, but he didn't make us go out and buy us all the
things. Lady, look, have some common sense in God's name, for heaven's sake.
Well, you talk about it in the Lord's name, and of course, Norman, one of our regular callers, is a devout Christian. Do you think it's in the Lord's name to do this, Norman?
Stephen, my wife would never have done that in public. It's all about a woman's respect for herself and her moral values. So it is. Are we going to have women stand on every corner breastfeeding and changing dirty nappies? Because that's where it's heading. So it is. And dirty nappies through on the street. Because that's what we're heading for.
I suppose you never had a nappy on you in your time, no? Or were you breastfed, no?
Maybe you were never done it in public.
Maybe you're a cow and gate man. And more power to women who do it.
You're talking about it's a natural thing. Well, if it's a natural thing, we were all born naked. Are we all going to walk about Belfast naked?
There's lots of people do. It's a matter of choice. It's a matter of choice. What about the nudist people?
Respect for yourself and respect for your wife. I would never let my wife breastfeed in public because she's more respect for herself.
To condemn the woman is totally disrespectful. To condemn that lady for doing that is totally disrespectful.
The woman
can walk
into a shopping centre, she can go into a cubicle in a toilet, she can breastfeed, she can change a child's nappy without doing it in public.
She's making a choice and she has a right to do it. And don't condemn her because you're wrong. Pontificating there and claiming to be a Christian.
If we're going down that road...
Changing dirty nappies. Well, she never had a dirty ass when you were a baby, no?
My wife didn't do it in public, I'll tell you that.
I see lots of people doing it. You know, it's a matter of convenience.
Well,
this is where
respect and moral values have hit the gutter in this country.
Because I see people
walking about with holes in their trousers when I would have threw out when I was young under the bin. Now they're walking about with holes in their trousers.
Okay. Let's give Lada a shout. Go on, Lada.
This is what happens whenever one person does something stupid, like stick a photograph and you try to humiliate someone, then the other person has...
They called the woman a tramp.
I know, absolutely, totally disgusting that person, you know, talked to that woman or described her in that way. It was absolutely and utterly wrong. I completely agree with Robert, who feels very strongly about it. But on the other hand, I do think that once you do something stupid like that, it isn't always a sensible thing to go out into the other extreme and then just go out and march down the street with your children breastfeeding. It defeats the whole purpose of what we're trying to do as breastfeeding mothers. All we're trying to do is feed our children. Do we take other people's feelings into consideration? to a degree, we probably should, because, you know, we would like them to respect us, so we have to sometimes respect back.
Yeah.
And that should, it's about striking a balance between,
yes,
you know, the right thing to do. And I breastfed all my children, my sisters did.
Did you breastfeed in public?
When I did breastfeed in public, I was generally, and I remember this as a child because my older sister had breastfed in front of me, but I remember just the baby being there and suddenly it had disappeared. And it was only until I was much older I realised that she used to carry a shawl around, and whenever she needed to breastfeed, where if she was in a public place, and it was never a busy public place, but she always had a shawl, and that was how she managed to do it. So from that I learned, okay, well, I'll carry a shawl around and I'll make sure that I don't... I was always conscious, coming from the culture I come from as well, you know, about the elders in our community. So I was just thinking about things like that. But that didn't mean that they were disgusted by the fact that I breastfed. It just meant that I was respecting their place, and they, you know, and that was all I was trying to do. But I absolutely believe that a woman has every right to breastfeed, but not at the expense of, you know, a little bit of consideration is all that people sometimes want. And it doesn't take a lot of effort to do that. But to call that woman a tramp was absolutely and utterly disgusting. The person is sick to refer to her in that way. And this is the kind of reaction that they get, and it's sad.
Okay, Simon's next. Morning, Simon.
Good morning, Stephen.
What are your thoughts?
I'd just like to say, listen, my wife, we've had four children, and she's breastfed every one of them, and she was able to do it discreetly. We were able to do it in restaurants without anybody else knowing. There was people coming up serving us, and nobody would have a clue what she was doing, because she was discreet about it. Now, if you're going to go and sit down in the street and blatantly do it the way that girl does, she doesn't deserve to be called a tramp. That is ridiculous. There are certainly ways you can do it, and the bond my wife got from doing it with my children was a greater bond than I got until they were a wee bit older for that. And you've got to respect a woman's rights as well.
That's right. You're not in a position to pass any judgment on her, none of you.
Maria in North Down. Morning, Maria.
Good morning. Good morning.
What are your thoughts, Maria?
I think the majority of those people who have phoned in, they sound like fully paid up members of the Flat Earth Society. My God, when you look at the drivel that comes from our televisions, from magazines, where women are exploited and they're putting themselves up there to be photographed and shown to the world. It's the most natural thing to feed a baby. And on the other hand, would that gentleman take his meal into the toilet and sit and eat it? I don't think so.
Well, that's exactly... I don't want to go into a toilet and breastfeed my child, but that's where...
Absolutely not.
No, I would not have dreamt of
doing that. The gentleman who said they could go into public toilets and feed their baby...
But that's just stupidity. Why are we responding to stupidity?
Absolutely.
Don't respond to stupidity. We have to respond to reasonable discussion.
You can't argue with stupid.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
And Florence in Belfast. Morning, Florence.
Good morning.
Yes, Florence, what do you think?
I think this is a lot of balderdash by men at the moment over women breastfeeding babies. If we go into the rural areas and there's a farm, the first thing a farmer will do when a calf or a lamb is born is take it to the mother to be breastfed. We were all made the one way. The only problem for Emily was when we were young and rearing our children, you always had a wee shawl to cover over the baby and your breast.
Yeah. Someone here in the phones is saying Storm in a D cup. James in Ballykelly. Morning, James.
Hello, Stephen.
Yes, James. Hello.
I was just listening to that there, Stephen. I'll tell you, I think a baby's needs is more important, you know, than a bunch of ones, you know, standing around looking, you know. You know what I mean? Are you still there?
Yes, I'm listening to you.
Oh, aye. I don't see what all the fuss is about. You know.
Well, I'm sure people make a fuss over anything these days, won't they?